Lord to joy, and if the harp will stay in great tune, the Beatles, Let It Be. In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Living in a world of greed, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Although we now are parted, there is still a chance that we can see. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, 40 years ago, I took a love affair with this instrument. It turned into an obsession. I wound up
buying steering wheel knobs. They used to call them suicide knobs when I was a kid growing up. You'd put them up on a steering wheel at 11 or 1 o'clock, and then you could make a sharp left turn or a sharp right-hand turn, depending on which hand you put the steering wheel knob on. Well, I couldn't get enough hours in the day to play, and I was driving for the newspaper, delivering copy to the outlying areas, only talking to people about 2 hours out of the 8-hour day. The other 6 hours, I was driving around pretty country roads. So I went and got me a couple suicide knobs, and instead of putting them on top of the steering wheel at 11 or 1 o'clock, I put them down underneath the steering wheel at 5 and 7 o'clock. And then I could steer with my knees and play the auto harp and get paid for it. And that's when I started to make some headway. As a street singer, a couple years later in Seattle, Washington, people kept saying, well, why don't you get an amp? I said, I don't want an amp. I want to play acoustic music. So I started adding extra finger picks. And I finally got to where I could get plenty of music out of the harp without carrying too much gear. And it works like this, folks. You put the rhythm on with your thumb, the melody with your middle finger, a low line with the index, a high line with the ring finger, and one last high one on the very top with your little finger. I'll show you all over here. Rhythm, melody, low, high, another high one. And over here, rhythm, melody, low, high, and one last high one with the little finger. You start off just with the rhythm with your thumb. Melody with the middle finger. First high one with the ring finger. And then the very last one on the top, one last high line with the little finger just to bring it all together. That's how she works. Well, it's funny. The funny turns being an auto harp player for a living, Alteric. I was playing in a club years ago in Evanston, Illinois. Telephone rings. Lady on phone wants to know who's playing. Fella says, Brian Bowers. Lady says, what's he play? Fella says, auto harp. There's this long pause at the other end of the line, and by and by the lady says, auto parts? It gets worse. In 1993, they gave me a great honor. They inducted me into the Auto Harp Hall of Fame. I was really happy about that until they told me it was as the first living member. And of course, for all the honors and awards and such, the song that gets the most airplay around the country and around the world is this one by a fellow, great fellow named Mike Cross from up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He wrote a little song I did a cappella, and they play it on all kind of radio shows. And this is Mike Cross's tune, The Scotsman, in which we find out the answer to the age-old question, what does a Scotsman wear underneath his kilt? Well, a Scotsman clad and killed left the bar one evening fair. One could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He stumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. Then he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. Oh, nothing more than God graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle io. One round around. Now the Scotsman awoke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind a bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." So, I tell you, this life of living a life here, the silly is wonderful, the Scotsman, all that. But I learned an important lesson about 25 years ago after being a Boy Scout and a Dean's List student. I got crossways with the law, and I got sent to prison for a year. And it was an incredibly informative experience, because I had not realized that I had started to take for granted that great privilege of being free, the privilege to share a meal with friends, to take a walk down a country lane, to play a tune, to go and share anything, church or music or meals or whatever it is that we do in our lives. And then I finished the term in jail and got out, and 7 years later, I was opening a show for Taj Mahal in St. Louis, Missouri, and I was already exhausted, been on the road for weeks and weeks, and was tired, just wanted to go to bed after my show, but instead I stayed to hear Taj, and after his show, I went back to the room and tried to go to sleep, but I started to pop this song, and as exhausted as I was, I figured if I'd been stuffing all this stuff for 7 years, the memories of that experience, that I better go ahead and stay up and forget about sleep. So I'm going to do this for you. This is Prison Song. Day in prison, I was wondering what to do, praying at all the things I'd heard weren't really true. The guard told me for my own good, I sure better cut my hair. He laughed and said, "It's your ass, boy, myself, I don't care." They gave us prison clothes and took ours from the street. When the convicts started whistling, I felt like a piece of meat in a livestock show. And the world outside don't wanna know. Early one morning, good time slim, he walked right over and pulled up his seat. Squeezed my knee till I wanted to cry and said, hello, new meat. My friends had all told me, when a count comes on strong, get him talking about wising, 'cause no con never done wrong. Feeling like a cornered rat, looking to make my escape. I said, Slim, what are you in for? He laughed and said, rape. I thought, oh, no. And the world outside don't want to know. Early one morning, the captain came. In jail, if you want to stay out of trouble, you only got two choices. Be a Bible thumper or the crazy who hears voices. Crazy is a good role if they don't spot your game. And even the cons lay off the ones that preach in God's name. I let on I was crazy, and everyone left me alone. But I never knew till later that my heart had turned to stone. Like a lava flow, and the world outside don't want to know. All the cons were playing cards when a new kid came that day. Winning hand gets him first tonight was what I heard him say. In jail you have no ears or eyes if you want to stay alive. And it's easy to forget about fair when you're trying to survive. I heard the kid scream that night as he beat him to his knees. I wanted to go and help him, but all I did was squeeze my head in the pillow. And the world outside don't want to know. Oh, good time, Slim, he walked. Little Black Jack was playing fair. Moose hit him from behind. Jack told Moose, play ball, man. Getting beat 'cause you ain't trying. Moose fouled Jack once again. Jack took him to the floor. And he did not let him up until Moose cried no more. Next day in the dining hall, there was a muffled sound. As the line moved forward, little Jack lay bleeding on the ground like a crumpled crow. And the world outside don't want to know. Now early one morning the captain came. He had some news for me. Parole board had decided they were gonna set me free. Outside I could find no work, forget my college degree. You're an ex-con, they said, nothing we can do, you see. Just about to hang it up when I got to singing in the streets. Music saved my life and now I'm in the driver's seat with my past in tow. And the world outside don't want to know. And I recall the vow I made as I walked through the prison gate. To fight for reform, to fight the prison state. But I've not changed a single jail, though I swore that I would. I don't go near them, and I know that I should. And the only reason I'd kill someone is to keep from going back. You can think what you want of me, But you didn't see little Jack die so slow. And the truth is, none of us want to know. One of the great things about my childhood as a kid in Virginia was being raised around call and answer music, field hands in the fields, working, hoeing the weeds out of the tobacco and such, 50 cents a day, sunrise to sunset wage, and singing call and answer songs all day long. Same thing with the Gandhi dancers coming down the railroad tracks with big prize bars and steel sledgehammers, doing the same thing, call and answer music. And then, of course, us kids sang call and answer stuff, and the churches were loaded with them, too. And I still love some of those old-time call-and-answer songs. And now that the sun is sinking and it's getting a little cooler here, I thought I'd do something not only for you but with you. So here's an old-time call-and-answer song. This is one called Walking in Jerusalem, Just Like John. The chorus goes like this. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. That's the chorus. Try it with me. I won't be ready, I won't be ready, I won't be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Louder, let me hear you. I won't be ready, I won't be ready, I won't be ready walking in Jerusalem just like John. Now by yourself. I won't. Yeah. Now you got the chorus. Now comes the fun part, the call answer in the verse. I got the call, you got the answer. And the answer is the last line of the chorus, that line, walking in Jerusalem just like John. So let's have that line three times so I know you got it. Then we'll go down the road. I'll call, you'll answer, we'll do the chorus together. But first, let's have three of those walking in Jerusalems just like John. Here we go. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. John, oh John, how didn't you say you'd be there that great day? I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Brother, better man, ain't step on the cross. Foot might slip and your soul get lost. I won't be ready. I want to be ready. Jesus took the cross upon his shoulder. Meet you at the first crossover. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. You get there before I do. Tell my friends I'm coming too. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. Then, of course, us kids sang call and answer songs, too, but we didn't know what the lyrics meant half the time. Here's one called Liza Jane. There's four callbacks. They're all the same words, Liza Jane. First one goes up, second down, third up, fourth down, goes like this. Woo now, little Liza Jane. Hey now, little Liza Jane. Whoa, Liza, little Liza Jane. Whoa, Liza, little Liza Jane. You got the Liza Janes by yourself this time. Here we go. Ooh, now, ooh, now. Yeah, hey, now, hey, now. Whoa, Liza. Yeah, Liza. Now you got that call back real good, so now we're going to put a little single time lazy hand clap in it right here. Yeah. Now, if any of y'all had some coffee today and you're wired up, you can give us a double time. A little twice as many in the same amount of time. I got a gal live on a hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. Hey, Liza. Hey, Liza. How many nickels would it take? See your pretty little body shake. Save my nickels, save my dime. See you shake it all the time. Hey now, hey now. Hey now, hey now. Hey, Liza. Oh, Liza. Well, beautiful singing. That's back it off here and sing this beauty together. Here's. Sounding real good. Now, you know, when we were kids growing up, we used to make a big circle and join hands and leave no one out and sing this song. It's kind of different when you're sitting here with your chairs and your gear and your coolers and whatnot, but We can probably get the same feeling if you make the presumption that you're probably not sitting next to a maniac right this instant. With that in mind, you can grab your neighbor by the hand, be they male or female, old or young, and lump up on this old song on this hot, beautiful, sweaty night. Here we go. Now will the circle be unbroken by and by? Home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now give me the gospel hum. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come a-rolling, come to carry my mother away. All yours. Will the circle, yeah. Oh yeah. Will I follow close behind her? I tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Come on now. Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. One more time. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Thank you for all the kindnesses I've been shown by so many of the volunteers and the folks here at the festival this weekend. And I want to finish up here with a song that I started writing this when I got to thinking about all the great times I'd had with friends through the years. And it seemed like every time I'd have an amazing time with one of my friends after they'd go off to their home or whatever, I'd think to myself, oh, I'm going to be friends with them for the rest of my life. And then, of course, the vagaries of chance and the splits in the road of life would come along, and sometimes I wouldn't see friends for 2 or 3 or 10 years, and sometimes even lose touch with people I'd had amazing times with in my life. And so I got to thinking about that kind of friend for life on one side of the scale of life, and on the other side of the scale, I got to thinking about the kind of friend for life you make when you learn a song. It doesn't matter if you're a professional musician or not, when you learn a song, you have made a friend for life. All you have to do is say hello to it once in a while, and the lyrics and the melody and the words will always be there for you to share with your friends and your loved ones, or even just to play for a total stranger or for yourself in the dark of night. Here's Friend for Life. When your mom and dead cross your mind. Thinking back to the ties that bind, won't fill your heart like learning some old song they used to sing back when they were young. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life you can call on in the still of the night. When you're down and out on a two-lane road, your friend the song will be there to ease your load. It will be there to ease your load. When time hangs heavy on your hands, the novel that you burn your eyes out on won't fill your heart like learning some old song that will be there to help you later on. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life you can call on in the still of the night. When you're down and out on a two-lane road, your friend the song will be there to ease your load. It will be there to ease your load. When the night is young but you're feeling old, TV's empty hours won't fill your heart like learning some old song that was your friend when you were young and you are young again. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life you can call on in the still of the night. When you're down and out on a two-lane road, your friend the song will be there to ease your load. It will be there to ease your load. When your mom and dad cross your mind, thinking back to the ties that bind, won't fill your heart like learning some old song that will be there to help you later on. When you learn a song, you got a friend for life.
Thank you, folks.